ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. So today we're starting a new chapter in the sixth canto, chapter 15. Entitled Narada and Angira Instruct Jitaketu. First, I'll read a chapter summary, then text one, which has no purport, and then we'll do text two, which is on the board. In this chapter, Angira Rishi, along with Narada, consoles Jitaketu as far as possible. Angira and Narada Rishi came to relieve the king from excessive lamentation by instructing him about the spiritual significance of life. The great Saint Angira and Narada explained that the relationship between father and son is not factual. It is simply a representation of the illusory energy. The relationship did not exist before, nor will it stay in the future. By the arrangement of time, the relationship exists only in the present. One should not lament for temporary relationships. The entire cosmic manifestation is temporary. Although not unreal, it is not factual. By the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything created in the material world is transient. By a temporary arrangement, a father begets a child, or a living entity becomes a child of a so-called father. This temporary arrangement is made by the Supreme Lord. Neither the father nor the son exists independently. As the king listened to the great sages, he was relieved from his false lamentation, and then he inquired about their identity. The great sages presented who they were and instructed that all sufferings are due to the bodily conception of life. When one understands his spiritual identity and surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Spiritual Person, one becomes actually happy. When one searches for happiness in matter, one must certainly lament for bodily relationships. Self-realization means spiritual realization of one's relationship with Krishna. Such realization ends one's miserable material life. So the first text, Shishuko vacha uchatur mritako pante patitang mritako pamam shokabibhutang rajanam bodayantau sat uktibihi. Translation, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, while King Chitraketu, overcome by lamentation, lay like a dead body at the side of the dead son of his, at the side of the dead body of his son, the two great sages, Narada and Angira, instructed him about spiritual consciousness as follows. Now the verse that's on the board. Koyangsya tavarajendra pavamyam anushochati tongchasya katamakrishtau pure danim atakparam koyangsya tavarajendra Bhavanyam anushochati tvangchasya katamakshishtau pure danim atakparam koyangsyattava rajendra bhavanyam anushochati tvangchasya katamakshishtau Pure dani matak param. Please chant. Oyam siyattavarajendra. Babanyam anushochati. Tam chasya katamakshishto. Pure dani matak param. Koyantan chakarajendra bhavanyam anushochati tvangchasya katamakshishto Pure Danim Atakparam Koyam Siat Tavara Jendra Pavanyam Anishochati Tong Chasya Katamak Shishto Pure Danim Atakparam. Tam chasya katamak shishto pure dani matakparam. Vaishnavis, koyang syatavara jendra bhavanyam anashochati tong chasya katamak shishto pure dani matakparam. Koyam syatavara jendra bhavanyam anashochati tong chasya katamak shishto pure dani matakparam. Koyam syatavara jendra Pavanyam anashochati Tang chasya katamak shishto Pure dani matakvaram. So synonyms, kaha, who, oyam, this, syat, is, tava, to you, Raja Indra, O best of the kings, Bhavan, your lordship. Yam, whom? Anashochati, laments over. Tvam, you. Cha, and. Asya, to him, the dead boy. Katamaha, who? Shishtau, in the birth. Pura, previously. Idanim, at this time, at the present. Ataha, param, and hereafter, in the future. So, Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. O King, what relationship does the dead body for which you lament have with you? And what relationship do you have with him? You may say that you are now related as father and son, but do you think this relationship existed before? Does it truly exist now? Will it continue in the future? Please repeat. O King, what relationship does the dead body